dictation 14th of June, patient James Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, McGee, capital M-C, capital G-H-E-E, date of birth 3-8-1937. James Donald McGee was seen for an evaluation of a thyroid nodule, per paragraph. He has had significant cardiopulmonary problems, which were investigated elsewhere, and during the course of the evaluation, the CT scan of his chest had shown nodules in the thyroid gland, per paragraph. Previously, he's had problems with breathing and fluid accumulation in his right lung, which was aspirated, and incidentally, nodules were found in his thyroid, per paragraph. Past medical history is notable for prostate surgery, gallbladder surgery, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid problems, per paragraph. Social history, he has worked as a photographer of music, no longer smokes cigarettes and does not drink alcohol, period. Paragraph. General review was notable for occasional shortness of breath and exertion, goiter, and occasional hoarseness, period. He also has what appears to be pleural effusions, per paragraph. On examination, weight 217 pounds, pulse 70 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was difficult to palpate and there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart symptoms and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. An ultrasound of his thyroid gland, and this showed multiple nodules throughout both the right and the left lobe of the thyroid, with a dominant 4.7 centimeter nodule seen in the left lobe, period. All of these nodules were of moderate risk potential, period. The left lobe was significantly enlarged at 9.2 centimeters, and the right lobe 5.9 centimeters, period. Thyroid function tests were normal, with a TSH of 1.09, per paragraph. Impression, multinodular goiter with dominant nodule in the left lobe and normal thyroid balance, per paragraph. An ultrasound guided fine needle aspiration biopsy of the dominant nodule was attempted. But the findings were inconclusive and were acellular, period. There was some difficulty performing the procedure because of his shortness of breath and agitation when lying flat, per paragraph. At this point, observation is employed, and I've asked him to return for follow-up in six months' time, period. Further attempts to do the thyroid biopsy will be entertained when his breathing difficulties have subsided, per paragraph, end of dictation.